Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Yes, I'm going to lift him up with everything I got. No matter what it looked like, no matter what's going on, no matter what comes up against me, I'm going to lift him up. Do I have anybody else that feel that way? Anybody else can attest to just going to be determined no matter what's going on, no matter what comes around? We're going to just stay focused and lift up the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, the name that is above all names. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Yeah, we just give him praise. We give him praise. He is an almighty God. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. Go get your water. Go get your water. Yeah, the living water. Go get it. Go get your water. We praise God. We praise God. And we thank him. We thank him for every moment of the day that he gives to us. That we can walk and we can talk and we can say things to others about him. Yeah, we are just grateful today. We're grateful. We're grateful for everything that he does. Everything that he's doing in our lives today. Yeah, we are just grateful. We say hallelujah to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, he is our risen Savior. Mm-hmm. He's in the world today. He walks with us and he talks with us along life's narrow way. Yeah, the road gets very narrow sometimes. Sometimes you feel like you're on the road all by yourself. But God is an ever-present help in time of trouble, in time of feeling overwhelmed, in time of feeling defeated. He is ever-present. He has carried us many times, many places, many events through generation after generation. He has carried us. We may not understand it. We may not understand it. But he says that we'll understand better. What? By and by. Remember that song? By and by. When the morning come, when all the saints of God be gathering home, we will tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we just thank God. We thank God. In the beginning was the Word. Mm-hmm. The Word already exists. Mm-hmm. He was with God, and he was God. Hallelujah. John chapter 1. Yeah, John chapter 1, verse 1. What are we saying? What word? The living word. The living word of God. The word that came to redeem us, the word that came to sustain us, the word that comes to keep us. That's the word. That's the word we're talking about. And Jesus, who we had seen in the pages of time, well, in the pages of time, all in the stories, he became, the word. And it became what? It became flesh. Glory to God. Yeah. I'm getting ahead of myself, but glory to God. Oh, yeah, glory to God. Mm-hmm. So I'm coming out of John, which is my favorite book, John chapter 1. Mm-hmm. And it says, in the beginning was the Word, already existed. It was with God, and he was God. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. And it says in verse 2, he was in the beginning with God. Mm-hmm. 3, he created everything. There is nothing exists that he didn't make. Glory to God. He created everything. Nothing exists that he didn't make. Jesus was present, huh, on the day of creation. Remember that. It was found in the book of Genesis where it said that we came together. It was three of us. It was God, it was Jesus, and it was the Holy Spirit. They were all present. Glory to God. Yeah, yeah. In the book of Genesis. Yes, yes, yes. Life itself was in him, and his life gives light to everyone. Yeah, light. Light. He is the light. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light. He is the light of the world. Oh, Jesus is the light. He is the light of the world. Jesus is the light. He is the light of the world. He's ever shining in my soul. Yeah, listen to that, huh? Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. We just praise him with everything that we have. Yeah, with songs, we praise him. With words, we praise him. With actions, we give him praise. We are doers of his holy word. Yeah, we just don't sit and hear it and then just go the other way or just look the other way or act like it's not pertaining to us. But we do what we hear. Yeah, because God has given us the ability to do. Mm-hmm. So 5 says, the light shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. It can't put it out. Did you hear what I said? It can't put it out. Darkness cannot put out the light. No matter how much darkness may try, no matter how much darkness may come, no matter how much darkness may try to overshadow you, the light is going to shine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to shine. Those of you who experience depression, the light is going to shine. Yeah. The enemy may come and try to overshadow you with all kind of negative thoughts. The light is going to shine. Glory to God. He is the light. He is the bright light. And his light, his name is Jesus. That's who he is. Jesus, I said. His name is Jesus. God sent John the Baptist to tell everyone about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. Yeah. See, John had a testimony. And, it's just like when you have some friends, you have some partners, and you meet somebody and you want to share that experience with them. You want them to know the same person that you know. Well, that's how it was with John. He was excited. He was excited about Jesus, and he wanted to share. He wanted others to meet him. Glory to God. Look at that. Verse 11 says, even in his own land. Yeah, let me back up. I'm going a little too fast. It says in here, in John, in the book of John, and we are in chapter 1. And let me see, the one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was going to come into the world. Yes, this is what John was saying. And verse 10 says, but although the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him when he came. And you know, when you think about that, you wonder why they didn't recognize him. What was it? Did they didn't believe, or they didn't think it was humanly possible that he could come? And I know that was a huge adjustment, because even with us being who we are flesh, and for us to actually experience Jesus coming and being in our presence and walking, he's in flesh. Ooh, isn't that breathtaking? That would be breathtaking. Would you have any doubts? Would you have those? If so, immediately you should ask for clarity. You would ask for clarity. You would ask, show you. So you could what? Believe. Oh, yeah, that's where we're going tonight. To believe. Yes. 11, even in his own land and among his own people, he was not accepted. Now listen to that. Now, that should be saying a lot to those who feel like they get into leadership positions and they think everybody's supposed to really just adapt to them being a leader. Look at that. Jesus. We know he was the Son of God, but he was in his own country. And mainly in this particular situation where Jesus was, he grew up here. And you know how people are when you grow up and you're common, you know, there's no such thing as you being the Son of a God. How could that be? You grew up here as a child, you know, and so this was a lot going on with the people, the common folks, and with the way they were thinking. And think about that. For someone to tell you that Jesus lived down the street from your house. And you said, where? He right there on the corner. That's where he lived. And you said, well, I know those people. And they said, but Jesus? You talking about the Son of God, the Jesus who's to heaven? He lived right there? Yes. And now when people would say that to each other, you know, think about it. Even today, they would say something wrong with them. Yeah, you would be considered, you have an issue or something is going on, you're kind of slow or some kind of illness. And they would say mental illness is going on here or something. And the reason why people would think that is because they hadn't spent time. All you got to do is spend time and get into what? The word that became flesh. If you had spent time in that word that became flesh, glory to God, you would be just like those friends that John has, that Jesus is going to meet. You would be just like them, excited. Yeah, you would believe. Simple as that. You would believe. Yeah. 11, but to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. Children of God. Yeah. Don't you want to be a child of the Most High God? A child of the living Savior. A child. Remember, all you got to do is believe. Believe. Yeah. That's it. Believe that Jesus is God's son, and that's it. There's no huge rope that you have to jump through. You don't have to do a spelling test. You don't have to even take a history lesson. You just have to simply believe within yourself that this is Jesus, the Son of God. Yeah, I can remember the first time Jesus was told to me. The first time I even heard about Jesus was in a church school, Sunday school class. I had questions, many questions, because I wanted to know more about this Jesus. Yeah, you said he loved me, and I didn't even know him. How could he love me, and I didn't know who he was? Yeah, as little as I was, this is what I thought. How could he love me? Someone that nobody ever told me about him. Nobody ever told me that they had a stranger that loved me when I was little. Jesus. And the word became what? Flesh. Verse 13. And it says here, then when they were reborn, they were reborn. This is not a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan. This rebirth comes from God. Only God. Only God can give us rebirth. 14. 14 tells us what? That the Word became human and lived here on earth among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we had seen his glory. Glory to God. The glory of the only Son of God. Now listen to that. How you were able to see that? Only one simple way. That you believed that he was who he said he was. That you believed within your heart that he was Jesus. Glory to God. John had came and told you this is him. He had introduced him to you. He had said, this is who. This is what he says here. God sent John the Baptist. That's what he said, to tell everyone about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So there was forewarning that he was coming. This was not a surprise. It shouldn't have been. Not to the believers. It was not a surprise. Yeah, yeah, it wasn't. Not to the believers in Christ. Yes, look at that. There was no surprise to them. Yeah, think about it. The height of excitement. Mm-hmm. The height of excitement that you're feeling when you're introduced to someone. Think about that. You personally think highly of. Think about that. You're introduced to the Most High God, Jesus Christ, in flesh. The one who is the Word comes and he's in your presence. Think about that. How would you act? Would you believe? Or would you have doubt? What would you say? Would you realize that this was once in a lifetime chance that you can be in his presence, that he was holy, that he was just, could you believe this? Yeah, look at that. Look at this. Verse 15, and it says, John pointed him out to the people. He shouted to the crowd, this is the one I was talking about when I said someone is coming who is far greater than I, far greater than I am, for he exists long before I did. Glory to God. Wouldn't you have been so ecstatic to be able to give that type of introduction to someone of that great stature? Wouldn't it have been such a great time, a great feeling that you had, knowing that you had ability to introduce to everyone Jesus Christ? Here he is, the one that you read about in these pages. Here he is. He's in the flesh. Think about that. Hmm? Think about it. Yeah. How would you act? Would you believe? Yeah. Yeah, would you believe? Listen at what it says here. We have been blessed over and over from the blessings that have been ushered to us. And it comes through the benefit of Jesus Christ. Listen at that. Verse 16 says, we have all benefited from the rich blessings that he brought to us. One gracious blessing after another. Ooh, glory to God. If you got your right mind right now, you're not talking to yourself, you got food, you got shelter, come on now. Blessing after blessing. What that song said. Blessing after blessing, it keep on coming my way. Blessing after blessing, that's what it says. Huh? That you know that it comes from above. Blessings. Yeah. You can't bless yourself. Blessings come from above. Look at 17. 17 says that, for the law was given through Moses. God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through where? It came through Jesus the Christ. Came through Jesus. Jesus, who is the Christ. For the law was given through Moses. Uh-huh. And what the law? What is the law? The law is just rules. The law is things that we are to govern ourselves by. These are the law. The commandments is the law. Yeah. And it came to Moses through. It came to Moses to us, but it came to Moses from above. Huh? Yeah. The unfailing lovefulness came through Jesus the Christ. Think about that. Jesus. Jesus, Mary's baby. Think about it. Think about it. 18 says, no one has ever seen God, but his only son has ever seen him, who is himself God. Listen to that. Is near to the Father's heart. He has told us about him. Jesus, he talks to us. And he tells us about his Father. That's what he's saying here in verse 18. You haven't seen him, but you believe. See, you believe because you've heard. And you've heard what Jesus has to say. But before Jesus came, you heard him in the pages of the Word. And now that the Word has become flesh, you're able to increase your belief. Hallelujah. So now you have more faith that you're walking through every day. You're walking by faith. Why? Because you've seen and you've heard and you've touched it. Glory to God. You've touched it. You've been in the very presence. So you're able. You're able to see and know and believe and walk by faith. The very faith that is so necessary. Jesus, he is the Lamb of God, huh? Jesus, he is the miracle worker. Jesus, he is the healer for many. Yeah. Jesus, he is the deliverer. Jesus, I said, he is the provider. He is the provider. Jesus, he is our elder brother. Jesus. The Son of a living God. Hallelujah. Jesus. The living water. Jesus. He's the bright and morning star. Jesus. He is the lily. Glory to God. He's the lily, I said. He's the lily of the valley. And he's the bright and morning star. Jesus. He is our El Shaddai. Yeah. Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Jesus, I said. When you're thirsty, when you're hungry, Jesus. Press when you said, Jesus. Oh, yeah. We're talking about a Savior. A Savior, I said, who arrived in flesh. He decided he was coming off of these pages. And he was coming in to the presence, the very presence of his people. Glory to God. Look at Luke. In Luke chapter 9, Jesus. This is what we're talking about tonight. We were just glorifying Jesus. Yes. Luke chapter 9, Jesus was really busy. Jesus was busy in Luke chapter 9. Chapter 9 verse 10 says, when the apostles arrived, they told Jesus everything they had done. Everything. Listen to this. Then he slipped quietly away with them towards the town of Bethsaida. But the crowd followed where he was going, and they followed him, and he welcomed them, teaching them about the kingdom of God. Those who were ill, Jesus was the teacher. Jesus was the greatest teacher. And he took time. It says, late in the afternoon, 12 came to him and said, since the crowds away in the nearby village and the farms, he sent them away so they could eat and be quiet, knowing that it is important for leaders, those who are in leadership, to get quiet time. Jesus was very sensitive in these areas. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look at that. Look at that. So he says, there is nothing to eat here in this desert place, deserted place. But Jesus said, you feed them. And he says, impossible, they protest. We only have five loaves of bread and just two fishes. Are you expecting us to go and buy food for the whole crowd? For there were about 5,000. Think about that. 5,000 people. 5,000. Five loaves of bread and two fishes. Think about that. Now, these little fishes came from this little boy. Yeah. Came from him. Who was willing to share. He was willing to share. But, of course, who would have thought he was going to do this with 5,000 people? Just look at that. Jesus says this. He tells them, just tell them to sit down on the ground in groups of about 50 each. Miracles. Jesus, the miracle worker. Jesus. He was the miracle worker. Jesus. That's what he did. He fed them. He fed 5,000. Jesus took the five loaves and two fish. He looked up towards heaven and asked God's blessing on the food. Hallelujah. When the last time you blessed your food? Before you ate. When was the last time you blessed your food? When you're cooking your food, do you bless your food? And then you see how it is multiplied. You're able to eat that, offer that same meal for maybe 2 to 3 times. Huh? Look at that. Yeah. Look up. Look up towards heaven and ask God for blessings on the food. Breaking the loaves into pieces, he kept giving the bread and fish to the disciples to give to the people. They all ate as much as they wanted, and they picked up 12 baskets that were left over. Am I talking to anybody? Jesus. He is. I'm not going to say he was, because he is the miracle worker. He is working miracles even today. Miracle in my life. Miracle in your life. Jesus. He is the miracle worker. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus was very busy. In chapter 9, yeah, he was busy. He was very busy. Chapter 9, he sent the 12 out. Yeah, sent out 12 that he had selected, that he had chosen. 12 who had spent time learning about him before he became flesh. Did you hear what I said? Before he became flesh, they studied about him. They took time to learn more about Jesus and more about Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. So Jesus sent out the 12. Yeah. Yeah. In chapter 9 of Luke. Yeah. We see that in chapter 9 of Luke, Jesus even predicted his death. Oh, yeah. He was that kind of God. He was that kind of person. He became flesh and he dwelled among them. And he wanted them to know all about his Father. And he stayed focused on what he was sent to do. Jesus. Mary's baby. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this lesson. We thank you, God, for the relationship that we have with our elder brother, Jesus. We ask you, God, to continually bless us as we bless others. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. And we thank God for each one of you who are with us this gorgeous day. And we look forward to having you with us on Saturday, on tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning with God Favorite Ministries, yes. And back on Sunday evening with God Favorite Ministries with Pastor George. Yes, yes. And, of course, back here with us on next Friday. Be blessed.